We are learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting at the top of the Amud. V'hekter Chalavah. It says in our Mishnah that the fourth thing you could do on Shabbos is, the first three are Shchita, Zrika, Michu, Karavah. The fourth thing is you can makter the Emurim on the Mizbeach. Now, even though we know, Emurim are kosher the whole night. So technically, if Shabbos is there at Pesach, you can wait till the night to do Emurim. So Tanya, Omer Rav Shimon, in Bar A, Kama Chaviv Mitzvah V'Shaite. See how special it is a Mitzvah B'Zmanoi. Shari hekter chalav mevarim pidorim ksherim kol laila. The hekter of the emurim, to makriv the emurim on the mizbeach, to burn the emurim on the mizbeach, is kosher kol laila. Still, you'll have to do it right now. Ve'imamtinim lehem ach techshach. You don't have to wait until dark. You can do it right now because the mitzvah bezmanai is special and you can do it now. It says in the Mishnah afterwards, what can I, what?
What makes it more bezmanai?
Bezmanai, because the carbon is supposed to be brought today. And part of the carbon is, Rashi really brings in the pasuk, Oil Shabbos v'Shabbatai, Al Oil Stavaniska, and he says, in that pasuk includes, not only shechting it, but bringing it on the Mizbeach. Bring it on the Mizbeach also. So the time to bring it is today, is on Shabbos. Not only, it's not part of the Abba, but this is the Zman. The Zman is now. You're allowed to do it now because this is the Zman. And it's Teichah Shabbos, like it says, Oil Shabbos Shabbat, Oil Shabbos Shabbat, we see oils can be brought down. So you see from the Pasuk that the Mitzvah Shaita you're allowed to do now. Then the Mishnah said, Vayter, what can't you do? So he said a few things. Tzliya. Another thing you couldn't do is, you couldn't carry your animal or bring him a Chutz Tchum. And you also couldn't cut off a wart that made the carbon into a mum. You cannot cut off the Yabelas. On Shabbos, even with a shinui, it sounds like. Even with a shinui, you can't do it. There's a Mishnah Mesechta Erevin. The only remembers it. The end of Mesechta Erevin, last paragraph, it says, Choytchen Yabelas B'Mikdash. That you're allowed to cut off a Yabelas in the Mikdash. Why? Because since you're doing it with the Rabbanon, it's Mutter in Shvos B'Mikdash. I've learned Medina, you can't do Medina. Then the Kli, if you're doing it with a Kli, where's the Daraisa? Kamakan Asa. Even the base Mikdash is Asa. So it's a Stira. In our Mishnah, it says you cannot cut off the Yabelas. And in the Mishnah, Mesechus Erevin says you could cut off the Yabelas. That's the kasha. And don't tell me it's going to Rav Eliezer of our Mishnah, holds Bachshir Metech Shabbos, because in Cain, you could do it with a Kli also. You could do it with a Kli. And that Mishnah Erevin says you can't do it with a Kli. So that's Rashi speaks out. It's different with Sestira. The deal, we're not going to Rav Eliezer, because it says that you could do it not with a Kli. And our Mishnah says you can't do it. So maybe our Mishnah with a Kli. That's a good kasha. That's a good task. Tomorrow's going to answer that. Let's see, one of the two. So where is the kasha? And our Mishnah says you can't cut off the Abelas. The Mishnah Ervin says you could cut off the Abelas. So the Gemara, Rav Lezer, Rav Yitzchak Chanina, both said terutzim. Chad oma idi v'idi biyad. Both are talking about biyad, where it's a shinui. So what's the shaila? Ha b'lecha ha b'yavesha. One's a dry wart, one's a fresh wart. A fresh wart is also to do, even klach hayad, because he holds that machshir mitzvah, even the rabbanon are not teich Shabbos. Masha'inkin yavesha, there, it's not also to cut it off because it's dry already, so it's not even a malacha. If the Mishnah and Erevin is only a vesha, why can't you do with kli? So Rashi and Erevin says because it still looks like a malacha, so you can't do it with a kli. So the answer is Mishnah and Erevin is only a dry, and Erevin is only a wet one, a fresh wart. The chadam, both of them have a wart that's lacha. It's wet, it's fresh. Like kasha, habiyad of a kli. In Erevin, talking about yad. Our Mishnah don't wear kli, and therefore it's also the mandi yama habi yad of a kli. The second mandi yama says it's teretz habi yad of a kli. Why didn't he say the first teretz? My time v'lo yama idi bidi biyad both biyad with a shinui v'lo kasha ha v'lecha ha v'yevesha. Amalach yevesha mifrich pricha. He holds they can't say that Mishnah with yevesha because yevesha mifrich pricha. What does that mean? Rashi says it's not called a chaticha. It's already falling apart. It's not called being chaitich. That's a Rashi. Taisus learns, Top Taisus, that if it was talking about Yavesha, it should have been Mutter B'Kli. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Mashal speaks out that Rashi argues on Taisus. So that's why he didn't like the Pshat to say that the Mishnah there is talking about Yavesha, because if it would be Yavesha, it wouldn't be called Chaticha according to Rashi, and according to Taisus, it would be Mutter B'Kli. L'mad yom ha'idi v'idi v'yad. L'mad yom ha'answer, the bottom of v'yad, l'kash ha'v'lecha v'yavesha. My time l'omah, why didn't he answer, idi v'idi v'lecha v'lekash ha'v'yad v'kli? Why didn't he answer that by us talking about doing it b'kli? And they're talking about v'yad. Amalach, you wouldn't need a Mishnah Pesachim for that and tell me kli, because Amalach kli, ha'ketani asam, tezra edim first, the kli's asa. So you wouldn't need our Mishnah to say it's asa. It says, ha'ketani asam, kli, kam kan asa. What does the other man do? Who answers that? It says it in Pesachim already. It says it in Erevin already that Kli is also. Why do you need again in Pesachim? Vidach, Hodak Tani Kli, Hacha, the reason why it says here that Kli is also, Plukta de Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shua also Shmini. Come and teach us the Machloikas Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shua. It means what? Tell him the Chash to us, Rabbi Eliezer's matter, even Chitachi Abelas Bekli. Because our Mishnah says, Vir Rabbi Eliezer, it's Mutter. And so we're saying, obviously, my Kli, I was the Chidish, Chidish is that Rabbi Eliezer holds his Mutter. Zotim Maravaita. Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Ma'im Shchita said in our Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer said a taina. He said the madach shchita is the raisa is the Shabbos. So of course, cutting off the abelas and schlepping the cat, the sheep from out of the tchum is mutter. He allowed to shchita. So they answer back to him. Rabbi Shua answered back when yontav v'chiyah. They allowed to do bishul and shchita. But you know, I'll take something out of the tchum. So he tainted back yontav v'chiyah. So Rabbi Eliezer says Rabbi Shua, I'm telling you about a mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash that there you see you could do shchita, so of course you could do the shvus. And you're telling me on yontif you can't do a shvus. What do you want from yontif? That was the taina. He says I'm talking about mitzvah. You're talking about rishus. That's the lashon haGemara. He says only Allah is Mazeh Yeshua. My raya rishus to mitzvah. That was the taina. So the Gemara will explain this. What's Pshat Rav Yeshua? Rav Yeshua is bringing raya rishus to the mitzvah. Amar Rav Leza Ma'am Shchita. Rav Yeshua Latamei. Gemara says Rav Yeshua who's brought a raya from yontif Latamei. Tomah. Simchas Yontav not a mitzvah. He holds Simchas Yontav is also a mitzvah chiyuv. Is also the Tanya. Look at the Brisa. Also for Chayes Velzim Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer Ain Loy Lo Adam Yontav Ela Oychav Vashayisa Yerch Vashayin. There's two choices in Yontav. Either you eat and drink, or you learn Torah. Those are the two choices. You can do either one. You don't have to eat. You can learn Torah the whole day also. That's fine. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer No Chalkei Chetziv LaAchila VeShesia VeChetz VeSmeresh. You do Chatzil LaChem VeChatzil LaHashem like we know. You do half learning and half oinig yontav. So Rabbi Shua holds a mitzvah. You have to have yontav. Therefore, he brought a raya from there. He brought a raya from there. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Mishnei Mekarach Adarshu. Both learn from one pasuk. Adarshu Kosev Echad. Oim Atzeres Hashem Lekecha. One pasuk says Atzeres Hashem Lekecha. Because of Echad, Oim Atzeres Tia Lechem, for you. Rabbi Yechanan says, you have a choice. Oiku Lachem. Oiku Lachem. Either everything for Hashem, you learned the whole day. Oiku Lachem. Rabbi Shua saw the Chalkeu. He split it up. Chatz Lashem and Chatz Lachem. You do half Lachem and half Lashem. And it's all the Shitasa in our Mishnah. Om Rabbi Laza, I call Moedim that on Shavuos, Bat Seres, which is Shavuos, to be Nam Lachem. You have to have a little bit Lachem. My time of Yom Shnimei Tayruhu. It's the day that Tayruhu was given, and we want to show that we are excited and we are happy that Tayruhu was given to us, and therefore we have to enjoy ourselves and make a party and eat. To show that we're happy about the Torah. And if we have to do Lechem on Tzeres. And a few other cases like that also. I'm a rabbi. I come out with Shabbos being Lechem. Everyone gets also on Shabbos, you have to enjoy your herring. My time of Karosu is Shabbos Oinik. It says you have to call Shabbos Oinik. So when someone eats on Shabbos and he has the right Mach Shabbos, his unbelievable mitzvah is being Kaim. Karosu Shabbos Oinik. I think the Pasuk says he gets Nachla B'li Mitzarim if someone does the right thing on Shabbos. So someone can eat on Shabbos and Mamma should get Gevaldig Eschar. It's unbelievable. Omar, Zodmar Vait, Omar Vait, I call Moedim a poor Mosa the Minam Lechem. My time, it says in the Pasuk, me Mishtov is Simchuk, Sibbe. Marbrid Ravina, Kul Shas Av Yash Tareisa. He always fasted all year round. Levar, besides, Ma'atzarta, Mshuus, Upuraya. They say in the Mepharish, it means a Tainas Chaloim. Because you're not supposed to fast, Tamazai, if you're on Yontif, if we have Tainas Chaloim, it was a Tainas Chaloim. But still, he didn't fast on Shavuos. Upurai na Purim, umale yom de kiburu, an erev Pesach, an erev Yom Kippur. Why? Atzeres yom shinvay tayre. Atzeres reason is because it's a day of tayre was given. You have to show you simcha. Purai yom de mitzvah simcha. Purim because it's yom mitzvah simcha. Male yom de kipuri tali chia barav medifti because we know this famous brisa says in the pasuk venisem esnaf shaseichem etishal chaydes. You should fast. You should be ma'ana. You should give yourself pain on the ninth of the month. We fast on the ninth day. It's on the tenth day of Tishrei that we have Yom Kippur. Anyone eats or drinks on the ninth day of Tishrei, which is Erev Yom Kippur. Like he fasted the ninth and tenth day. So therefore, he did not fast on Erev Yom Kippur. Rav Yosef, on the day of Shavuos, make me a very, very special calf. Egla Tilsa, which is Shlishi Lebetan, Rashi says the third born. It's Mufchu, you make a very special dish. Why? If not for this day of the Torah, Kama Yosef equals Shuka. There'll be so any, you know, how many Yosef in the Shuk? A bunch of guys named Yosef. So what's the difference between me and them? Terry says the Torah makes Rav Yosef into the God Ladar, and that was the difference between him and everyone else. And we know there's a lot of pshat in this Gemara, but I heard a new pshat that, you know, a guy, so he comes to the Reis Medrash, there is, you know, Yosef. He goes somewhere else, he goes, you know, to, at home, he's Yossel. He goes to the work, he's Joe. He goes on vacation, you know, he's something else. So, but if you have the Torah, you everywhere you're the same place. You're always the same person, you're always the same Yosef. You have a Torah, you're always the Ben Torah, you're always Yosef the Ben Torah. So, Ilav HaYoyma, Kama Yosef Ikeh B'Shukah. There'll be a lot of different Yosef. There'll be Joe, Yosef, Yossel, everyone's, you know, when he's on vacation, he's like this, and this. No, you have the Torah. Everywhere you are, you're one Yosef. I heard this from Mishlezigen. From Bashem Mishlezigen, but Bashem Mishlezigen. Okay, Kival Gapsha. Talk more about it. Rav Sheish says, Kol Tlosim Yoyimim, every 30 days, Mehad Le Talmud, the Chazal was learning. And he leaned on the door. Whining on the door is not for the scope of this. You have to look at the article in Yaakov. He leaned on the door post. Be happy, my soul be happy. Because the Torah nourishes our soul. Go learn Chumash, go learn Gemara. And Mishnayos. So it's mashma from here. The tachas of the Torah is to be misameach your soul, give nourishment to your soul. Pray more any. It's more than that. Allah Malik Tyra, when the sky is my varas, back for Tyra, the whole world will be falling apart. Now I'm Loy Brisi, which means Loy Brisi Yom Velayla, which means a Tyra. It says Kehim Chayin Varach Mehem Negi Yom Velayla. So Loy Brisi Yom Velayla, Chukish my varas Samti, the world will fall apart. So it's not only my nefesh; it's for the whole world. Everywhere you're right. Mikarik Avinu Shdaiten Avshayu Kavod. From the beginning, when you learn for yourself. But when you learn for yourself, the whole world is mekuyim because of that. So the Gemara about them. Omar Rav Ashi, the last Gemara we'll learn now. Omar Rav Ashi. So Rav Eliezer, Elmai to come Rav Eliezer, Nami Yontav Rishus is the Pircha. Good Rav Eliezer answered and told you that it's all is a Rishus. He told you that Yontav is a Rishus. I still have a Pircha. Because I'll say like this. Ma Yontav is Hitvei Malach Rishus. Madach Yontav, which is not a mitzvah. It's just a Rishus. Still they allow you to Shchita. So Shvoshima, Lehita Shvoshima, you now do a Shvosh. Even though they made a major kula, they do Shchita for a Shvosh. Still, they don't like the Shvosh. Shabbos, Shlehita Ba'alamlach Shamitzvah, Shabbos, which is a mitzvah. And Shlehita Ba'alamlach Shamitzvah, ain't a dish to Shvoshima? So, of course, we won't let Shvosh. Madach on Yom Tif, where we made major kulas already, we let everyone's Shvosh let you do Malacha, we let you do a Shvosh. So by a mitzvah where we only say malacha, I think we're allowed a shvus. So you still have a pircha. Well, no, not a pircha. Why? Rabbi Eliezer shvus the mitzvah out of there. Rabbi Eliezer's time still no. As the shvus itself, the shvus of a mitzvah is better. So Rabbi Eliezer's time like this: don't be a raya on yontif. You don't allow a shvus because that shvus is not a mitzvah. I know you're allowed the shchita. That shvus is not a mitzvah. Here it's a mitzvah, so we should allow the shvus. Shvus the mitzvah, adavle. Since the shvus the mitzvah, it's better.